This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Cooler temperatures, but still, our soils are warm. That means that our lawns are in their prime growth period right now. Rainfall helps too. It's a good time to dethatch and aerate your lawn. Thatch is that brownish-looking layer of dead tissue between the green grass and the soil. If left alone, thatch can eventually kill your lawn. Renting a mechanical dethatcher is the best and easiest way to rid your lawn of thatch. Aerating your lawn allows rain, oxygen, and nutrients to penetrate the soil. Again, renting a core or plug aerator will give you the best results. The ground is still warm, so grass seed will germinate well at this time of year, plus there's no competition with annual weed seeds. The most important thing for you to remember is to make sure there is seed-to-soil contact. By later in the month, we'll be in the best position to start controlling those perennial broadleaf weeds such as dandelions, white clover, although I like it, and broadleaf plantain. I don't. Like our grass plants, these weedy plants are also actively growing and will actively take up and transport the weed killer throughout the plant. For example, dandelions are best treated from about mid-September to early October in Zone 4. Plants will be killed this fall, but the real difference will be observed next spring when there are few to no dandelions in what may have been a previously heavily infested area. By the way, this is not the time to use a pre-emergent for crabgrass. Leave that for spring. It is time to fertilize your lawn, if that's your thing, now to mid-October. Continue to mow your lawn as needed, keeping the height at 2.5 to 3 inches long. By late October, you can cut your lawn back to 2 to 2.5 inches. Go to GardenBite.com for all this information and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.